brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, welcome to the first hour of this live 21st day of June 2007 edition. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, it has gotten out on the web the identity of the emergency manager, extremely high level in New York, who has gone public with the fact that Building 7 exploded, bombs went off, before one of the towers had even fallen, and before the second plane even hit. This is huge news, and I've got to get a hold of the Loose Change crew to see if it's all right with them, if Steve Watson posts an article that he is completing writing right now. I mean, obviously, yesterday we had the crew back on. I'm going to recap what's happening there, what's happening with the source, and they've already authorized me to go public with it once it got out on the web on some major news sites, which it's now done. But at the same time, they're not going to ever confirm until the film comes out that that's indeed the full interview they've got, because that's their promise to him. But I knew as soon as it was announced that listeners out there are smart enough to figure out who this is, because he's prominent, and he was with an even more prominent member of the New York Constabulary and the New York Emergency Management System. And he's been on TV before, so people are going to hear that voice, and they're going to start scouring. We've got millions and millions of listeners. There are millions of people that are part of 9/11 Truth. And when we put our minds together, there's really... Hitting the cough button there, folks. I'm sure this will be what ends up being on television. About once a month, I end up coughing on air, having a coughing fit. I'm having one of those now. We got Discovery Channel here videotaping us. And I bet money, if this is a hit piece, this will be on TV. Me coughing here. Continuing, when we get back, I am going to... go over these new developments, and then we're also going to get into a story that is just as big concerning 9/11. It seems that when it rains, it pours. FBI knowingly allowed bin Laden to personally charter flight after 9/11. Newly released documents prove agency let Osama's family go at his request without even questioning them. This is confirmed. There's no way for anybody to spin this. And you notice now the 9/11 dam is breaking on just a host of fronts every day. There are major reports, major bombshell pieces of evidence coming out. And I think in a way, even myself included, we're getting desensitized here to where we're just hit with so many smoking guns, so many bombshell, red-handed, you know, caught with the hand in the cookie jar evidence of government-sponsored, black ops-sponsored false flag terrorism. There are so many examples of this now that it's just off the charts. It's completely and totally off the charts. So when we get back, I'm going to get a drink of water during this break. When we get back, I'm going to restart and go into all of this today. And we're going to have wide open phones for the full 3 hours. Minus the time we spend with Steve Watson with huge breaking news coming up.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
As many of you know, Ron Paul has been barred from a big Republican function in Iowa. Turns out the person doing the barring is a campaign manager for John McCain. Dirty Pool will be doing a report on that later today, ferreted out by our great researchers here. Also, a USA Today sponsored Gallup poll. New Gallup poll data shows confidence in Congress at all-time low since the Gallup poll has existed. For many, many decades, Congress has never had an approval rating of 14%. I would add that Dick Cheney has an approval rating of 12%, and the president now in Gallup polls at 28%, which have been in the past been a little pro-neocon and pro-Republican. Bush, in many polls, has a 19 to 22% approval rating in polls that have shown themselves to be more indicative of the actual mood of the country. So we're going to be talking about what this means, that not just Bush, but the democratically controlled Congress, House and Senate, with a 14% approval rating. Generally, you've got one party in favor, one party out of favor. This is the first time in U.S. history, in modern U.S. history, and one of the most standout examples in history of this nation, 230-plus years, period, where both parties are hated and distrusted. That's good news. because that's what the founding fathers and common sense dictates, that we should not trust government. It is a very, very dangerous master, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fearful servant and a dangerous master, and we've been too trusting too long. Now the people finally get it. Now the tag team WWF wrestling, where they just tag team us, and it's basically a staged theatrical event, isn't working anymore. The people know it's fake. They know it's staged now. 14% approval rating right now for Congress, and you've got also a low approval rating for the president. Universally, across the board, distrust of the government. We'll be going over that news for you today. Now, one of our top stories, we have two top stories today. One is concerning the incredible revelations of a high-level emergency manager in New York talking about bombs, talking about explosions inside of Building 7 before either tower had fallen and before the second plane even hit one of the main towers. This is huge news. That is coming up, but I've got to do some more research on that and find out exactly how much I can bring forward and make public at this time. We are going to have open phones today as well at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com are two big news sites right now. This by Steve Watson, who will be joining us from London, England in about 20 minutes. FBI knowingly allowed bin Laden to personally charter flights after 9/11. Newly released documents prove agency let family go at his request without even questioning them. Now, remember that Miami papers and the Orlando papers and the Tampa papers and TV stations from all three of those cities shot video of chartered passenger jets with people in Islamic dress piling onto them, and they got the local airport manifest and admitted that it was bin Laden's brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. All told, over 160 of them. The day after and the second day after 9/11, we have multiple chartered planes when all commercial and private air traffic is frozen. For 3 days, only military jets, only government AWACS are in the skies, but the bin Ladens are able to fly out of the country. Then the government went into spin control. They didn't deny the report. They said, oh, it's a misunderstanding. Yes, we authorized some of the bin Laden family, it's a big family, to leave 12 and 14 days after. Everyone could fly then. There were more bin Laden flights weeks later, after the ban had been lifted. So they did a bait and switch. They didn't deny the flights the day after and 2 days after when all the air traffic was banned. They went, oh, but you're mistaken. Everybody could fly. Yeah, some of the bin Laden family flew out. They're not involved in 9/11. And then they bait and switched and talked about something that happened weeks after with some other flights. And they had it on CNN. We saw it on Fox. And they had Bandar Bush, the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., Prince Bandar, nicknamed Bandar Bush. I'll never forget on Larry King Live going, this is all lies. Michael Moore is a liar. He's a liar. Saying he's a liar when it was in all the big Florida papers on Florida News admitted that the FBI didn't even check them and signed a special waiver. This is admitted fact to let them leave, and they called Michael Moore a liar. That's like saying if I got up here and said George Washington existed, and people said that I was a liar, or if I said that George Bush exists, or the Queen of England exists, and they say I'm a liar. It's like saying, hey, the sun came up this morning, and they go, you're a liar. It is admitted fact, absolute fact, that over 160 members of the bin Laden family and their entourage were allowed to fly out on multiple flights out of Florida and out of North Carolina and out of D.C. And they converged. That was the day of 9/11. They all flew down to Florida. And they converged and got on a flight and went back to Saudi Arabia. And there's film crews there from the local news, videotaping them, getting on the planes, leaving the country. And what's the Bush administration and James Baker, their legate, and what's the Saudi ambassador saying? What are they doing? They just come right out and say, it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, now new government documents have come out, and not only does it show that when all other private and commercial traffic was grounded, that the bin Ladens indeed were allowed to make their getaway, but Osama bin Laden chartered the flight. Osama bin Laden asked the government to let his family leave. My God, this is absolute proof of government involvement. Not like we don't have it from 100 other angles. This is so massive right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to go today to prisonplanet.com and get this story and put it out to the four corners of the earth, put it into the four winds right now. FBI knowingly allowed bin Laden to personally charter flight after 9/11. Within 34 minutes, they were all over the news. We've timed it simultaneously saying it was Osama bin Laden. And after they're claiming that he ran the attack, which we know he didn't, after they did this, they have the nerve to let him charter a flight out of the country. Absolutely amazing. The FBI were aware that Osama bin Laden may have chartered one of the flights that took bin Laden family members out of the U.S. in the days after the 9/11 attacks, yet allowed the planes to depart, and that's a documented fact, without even questioning them, news agency documents reveal. But they had lots of random federal goons in black ski masks with submachine guns, Heckler and Koch MP3s running around, MP5s, aiming machine guns at people. While all other air traffic had been grounded for days by the authorities, they knowingly allowed the immediate family of their prime suspect behind the attacks to get into planes and fly out at bin Laden's own request. In previously confidential documents, PDF links, we have a direct link to it, have been obtained by Judicial Watch. Now, again, that is a conservative watchdog group that helped get Bill Clinton impeached. This is not some liberal group. This is not Michael Moore, as the neocons love to deny everything. It's even Judicial Watch trying to whitewash the Pentagon stuff. The previously confidential documents have been obtained by Judicial Watch through a Freedom of Information Act and ongoing litigation. The document states, on 9/19/01, a 727 plane left LAX. This is a separate flight from the ones flying out of Miami. The flight was Ryan FLT441 to Orlando, Florida. See, because they kept leaving from different parts of the country through Florida. W/ETA, estimated time of arrival of 4 to 5 p.m. It continues. Plane was chartered either by the Saudi Arabian royal family or by Osama bin Laden. The LA FBI searched the plane, redacted language, of which nothing unusual was found. Traffic control reports show the plane made four stops to pick up passengers and was then allowed to depart the United States for Paris, where all passengers disembarked on 9/20/01. Now, again, these are some of the later separate flights. There were flights in the 2 days after 9/11. So we just absolutely have them in triplicate here. The documents reveal that the FBI did not consider a single Saudi national, nor any of the FBI, any of the bin Laden family, worthy of investigative value. Furthermore, Judicial Watch's examination of the documents has revealed that they contain numerous errors and inconsistencies which show the FBI's investigation of Saudi flights to be woefully inadequate and almost non-existent. When we get back, we will cover this in more detail. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
Baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Of breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue our war against the globalists and their main tool, their main weapon, government-sponsored terror. We're taking that tool away from them, and we're breaking it right in front of them. All right. Continuing with this article, and Steve Watson will be joining us from London coming up in the next segment. For example, in one document, the FBI claims to have interviewed 20 of 23 passengers on the Ryan International Airlines flight, commonly referred to as the Bin Laden family flight,
while a second FBI document claims only to have interviewed 15 of 22 passengers on the same flight. 8 days after the worst terror attack in U.S. history, Osama bin Laden possibly charters a flight to whisk his family out of the country, and it's not worth more than a luggage search and a few brief interviews, as Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton. Again, this is a separate flight when flights were authorized. There were flights when airspace was locked down before that. Those are the ones Judicial Watch needs to look at. This is big news, but Judicial Watch needs to look at the other flights. Clearly, these documents prove the FBI conducted a slapdash investigation of these Saudi flights. We'll never know how many investigative leads were lost due to the FBI's lack of diligence, said Judicial Watch. U.S. District Court Judge Richard W. Roberts ordered the FBI to resubmit proper disclosures to the court and Judicial Watch. And it continues. We actually have screenshots of the documents in the article. Leading these incredible findings, it was revealed that the FBI has previously redacted Osama bin Laden's name from the records in order to protect privacy interests. In the past, when they redacted, they give a note why they did it, and it said, privacy interest. Oh, bin Laden chartered the flight. We're redacting his name for privacy interest. Note the previously blacked out Osama bin Laden privacy interest. Get real. The documents provide clear proof that the FBI was protecting the bin Ladens and Osama bin Laden himself, while the rest of the world was being told that he had masterminded the biggest terror attack in history. The FBI then attempted to cover up this fact. An FBI spokesman said the information in the documents is inaccurate. There is no new information here. See, they don't deny these are FBI documents. But they say the information in it is inaccurate. It's our document, but it's inaccurate. There is no new information here. Osama bin Laden did not charter a flight out of the U.S., FBI Special Agent Richard Colico said. No, the question is, did he charter the flight out of California to Florida, to Orlando? That, and then they got on another plane. See, that's how they play games there, because they're a bunch of lawyers. Colico then cited the 9/11 Commission report, which determined that the FBI did conduct a thorough enough investigation, despite the fact that in its own documents contradict each other on the basic facts, such as how many people were on the plane. Remember also that the same, and this is key, 9/11 Commission report failed to even mention the collapse of Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that wasn't hit by anything on 9/11. And in which many people lost their lives, according to eyewitnesses. Perhaps the FBI allowed bin Laden to charter the flight and take all of his family members out of the U.S. because they know he is not a suspect. The FBI's most wanted page for Osama bin Laden still does not include any appropriation of blame for 9/11. And there has still been no formal indictment of Osama bin Laden almost 6 years later after 9/11, for 9/11. Let me put that in layman's terms. Bin Laden is not listed as a 9/11 conspirator or mastermind and is not indicted on the FBI website for 9/11. You think, well, maybe they don't indict you until they arrest you. He is indicted for the coal bombing. He is indicted for the Africa embassy bombings. He is not indicted, and he is not on the FBI's most wanted list, with some of the hijackers that are, for 9/11. And Bandar Bush, the Saudi Prince Bandar, proper name, nicknamed Bandar Bush, when he got up on national television making the rounds, they would be calling bin Laden a coward, scum, and he'd go, let us be clear, he is not a coward. Because he's a very prominent member of Saudi society. His family is one of the richest families in Saudi Arabia. They build all the big U.S. military bases in the Middle East. I mean, all of them. They are, until the Iraq invasion, they were the main builder. And so now they're just out in the open saying, leave him alone. Don't talk bad about bin Laden. I mean, they got a lot of nerve, folks. And remember Bush said, we got to catch him at any cost. We got to catch Bush and... I mean, excuse me, bin Laden. And then they said, oh, we don't ever want to try to catch him now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin's molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Welcome back. We're talking to Steve Watson from the United Kingdom. Don't forget, the continual news coverage is all up on JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We now go to Steve Watson in the United Kingdom, joining us from his home in London, reporting there for us. His brother is in communist-controlled China. Right now, reporting for us, he's been reporting on net censorship there, where he literally can't do keyword searches on Google or Yahoo, dealing with the New World Order or Chinese corruption, where everything goes through filters, even supposed high-speed internet is slower than dial-up. He writes articles about it, saying he's in China, and people email us saying that he's clearly not in China and we're making it all up. As if China isn't censoring and China isn't controlling the web, and as if that isn't admitted already. This is the level of denial that people are living in. You know, for Paul's protection, we weren't going to announce he was in China, but he went ahead and announced himself in an article a few days ago because he's getting ready to get out of there. But let's just put it this way. Paul doesn't like it.
even living in police state England or police state America that he's visited. He does not like the communist-controlled Chinese mainland, where Mao killed conservatively 60 million people, and they have mobile execution vans, 24 mobile execution vans per major city, 24 hours a day, murdering people for their organs. But side issue, just that coverage is up on PrisonPlanet.com as well. Steve Watson, PrisonPlanet.com reporter and weekend editor, joining us. FBI knowingly allowed Bin Laden to personally charter flight after 9/11. Newly released documents prove agency let Osama bin Laden's family go at his request, even without questioning the family. Steve Watson, obviously this is big news. It's out from Judicial Watch. Broke yesterday. No one seemed to pick it up. We've now done a more detailed report on it, and it is going supernova as we speak. Steve Watson, break it down for us, my friend.
Well, hello. Yeah, thanks, Alex. Well, basically, it was picked up, I think, by the AFP, the French press agency. And, yeah, it's big news because it basically shows the Judicial Watch released documents that they gained as part of their litigation under the Freedom of Information Act. And it basically shows that not only did the FBI know that, you know, the hundreds of Bin Laden brothers and relatives were being flown out, they also knew that at least one of the flights has been personally chartered by Osama bin Laden himself. And this wasn't, you know, one of the earlier flights. This was on the 19th of September. So, you know, it's a good week after the attacks have taken place, and it's been, you know, drummed into the millions watching that Osama bin Laden's behind the whole thing.
I mean, at this time, bin Laden is 24 hours a day. His face is exclusively superimposed over the collapsing towers on TV perpetually.
Exactly, yeah. So, quite why, you know, they decided not to... They didn't even question any of the people on the plane. The documents Judicial Watch have released contain inconsistencies in themselves, in that the FBI doesn't seem to know how many people were even on the plane. In one section it says, I can't remember the number, something like 23 people were on the plane, and then later on it says, you know, 26 or 27. So they can't even correlate between their own documents, you know, basic facts such as how many people are on the plane.
Well, they do that on purpose with Oklahoma City and many other events. They just file so much paperwork that it ends up confusing everyone who tries to investigate.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, you've got a plane full of relatives of the person who's supposedly just masterminded the biggest terror attack in history, and you don't even question them.
Well, that sounds like a thorough investigation to me. I mean, Steve, at that same time, from Dallas to New York City, they were randomly pulling families out of cars and checkpointing everyone, and men in black uniforms scurrying around telling us our freedom was dead. We all had to basically stand by for a proctologist exam. But don't worry, the bin Laden was just flight after flight from the day after right through 10 days later, just continual flights out of the country, and the FBI at first wasn't even searching him, and then did a cursory search here. And, well, we think bin Laden may have chartered this, but that doesn't matter. A bunch of Saudi family members chartered by bin Laden. I don't see any need for an investigation.
No, I mean, they've really done a good thorough job there. I mean, the 9/11 Commission, you know, corroborated that fact that they'd done a superlative investigation there. Not even questioning anyone, just doing a sort of luggage check, like the sort of baggage handlers or something. So, and the other thing with this is, they've attempted to cover up this fact in their own documents as well, because the documents that were eventually released to Judicial Watch and have been made public now, you know, they've had the documents for quite a while, but it's been ongoing because things were blacked out in the documents and they wanted them redacted and released fully. And when you look at the documents, you see that the words Osama bin Laden have been blacked out. And then sort of, you know, the black has been taken back off them. And the reason that they did this was for privacy interests. Now, since when has the government been interested in the privacy of anybody?
Well, Steve Watson, what we need to do is go get all those video clips, not just the quotes, because people won't believe it. I know we've got the video clips, we posted them online, of Bush in the weeks and months and even a year after 9/11 saying we're going to hunt bin Laden down in his holes, we're going to smoke him out, bin Laden, we will hunt this killer down, he will be captured, that's our number one priority. Bin Laden is our number one priority. We're going to capture him. We're going to get him. Bush said it over and over and over again. Remember, folks, when Bush said hundreds of times, and his whole administration said it, it's got to be thousands of times total, hunting down bin Laden is the number one thing. We are going to capture him. We are going to kill him. We are going to get you, Mr. Bin Laden. And then a few years later, Bush said in press conferences, they said, what about bin Laden? You're going to capture him. I'm not really worried about where he is. I'm not really worried about capturing him. You know, I don't really care. I don't really think about Mr. Bin Laden. And he's done that several times. We need to show people those clips with this article so they remember. Now, we're going back to the time when Bush was saying, we're going to hunt down these killers, these evildoers, this dark cult of evil that thrives off of human suffering from his Pentagon speech he gave at that memorial a few weeks after. And at the very time he's giving these speeches, you've got Osama bin Laden chartering a plane, another plane, one of many, flying his family out. The FBI does their job partially and at least admits, okay, it looks like bin Laden chartered this. And then the FBI has to release the documents, and they black out Osama bin Laden's name for his privacy. We have to have privacy for Mr. bin Laden. How dare Judicial Watch? How dare the agency French Press? And how dare PrisonPlanet.com take the privacy of Mr. bin Laden? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Steve. You're hurting his privacy right now.
Well, I don't much care.
No, you're despicable. You're despicable. You've hurt Mr. bin Laden's feelings. How do you sleep at night? Go ahead.
Well, really, that should say business interest, shouldn't it? It shouldn't say privacy interest. Because, you know, as we've documented exhaustively, the Bushes and the bin Ladens have extremely close business relationships.
Oh, yeah, Bush said arrest anybody with any connection to bin Laden, and there's no one in the West that has greater connections to the Carlyle Group. In fact, the London Guardian, NAP, reported that on the morning of 9/11, where was George Bush Sr. having breakfast? And at which table was he sitting, Steve?
He was sitting at a table in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel with Shafiq bin Laden, the brother of Osama bin Laden.
And
they were doing business. They were doing Carlyle Group business. Carlyle Group is a defense contractor.
And, of course, about a month and a half before 9/11, the Wall Street Journal, in the front page of its editorial section, called for Bush Sr. to get out of business with the bin Laden family.
Yeah, and that happened after 9/11 when the bin Laden sold their shares. So,
you know, Steve, how much more obvious does it have to get now? I mean, does Bush have to be caught in a hot tub with bin Laden? I mean, does he have to be caught on a golf course with him? Does he have to be caught playing footsie? I mean, does he have to be caught, you know, maybe with a wheelbarrow of money with bin Laden scooping $1,000 bills into it? I mean, what does it take to show everyone that bin Laden's admittedly CIA, codenamed Tim Osman, that he led the Mujahideen and the CIA op starting in the early 80s against the Soviets, that the guy helped lead the attacks on the Serbs as the pretext for the invasion of Kosovo? I mean, it never ends. This guy is an admitted crisis creator for Western intelligence, and his family were one of the first families set up in business with Lawrence of Arabia and British intelligence when they set up the House of Saud. The truth is, the Saudi Arabians and the radical Wahhabist Al-Qaedaites, the Al-Qaeda brigades, are an arm of British intelligence. Steve?
Well, that's right, and they're the best enemies money can buy, aren't they? I mean, it was revealed in the W199I document that the FBI themselves were told to back off the bin Ladens because, and they put this in their own document, quote, connections between the CIA and Saudi Arabia and the Bush men and the bin Ladens. That's why they were told to back off investigating them. And the documents that have been, that we've covered today, that have just been released, the FBI says that they're not important because they looked into members of the Bin Laden family and they didn't find any terrorist links or any terrorist connections. But the document, the 1999 document released in November 2001, specifically states that a brother of Osama bin Laden was connected to the World Assembly of Muslim Youth, which is a terrorist organization. So there you've got a direct contradiction as well.
Well, they're highly tied into New York and London and Paris social life. I mean, we've got bin Laden's sister posing and, you know, walking down the runway and in glamour magazines. I mean, they need to all be arrested if we believe that, you know, they're in any way connected to the 9/11 attacks, which, of course, they're not really. They're just there as patsies to take the blame. Bin Laden, of course, we know from CIA and Council on Foreign Relations sources, died shortly after 9/11 of kidney failure. So he's the perfect boogeyman, and he kind of took the hit to be a hero in the Muslim world, a hero to Wahhabists, and at the same time to be the boogeyman for the West.
Yeah, and in this article I've put a picture of the Bin Laden family, you know, all dressed in Western garb, gathered around a nice big pink Cadillac, and Osama bin Laden's there smiling away.
And that's an admitted authentic photo, and the point here is that when he goes and puts on the Wahhabi Halloween costume, that's all it is. No offense to Muslims that actually wear that, and I respect that. My point is, to him, it's a Halloween costume. It's just as authentic if I dressed up in it and said I was a Wahhabist, which I'm not. Okay, go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah, the point is that they are business people, and they're not people that live in caves in Afghanistan like a lot of people seem to think they are.
No, they're the folks that did the air conditioning job on Mecca. They're the people that have built, up until 9/11, every major U.S. military base in the Middle East. Every major facility. I mean, every major facility. There were a few previously built before them, but, I mean, every major new facility. They even got the contracts to fix some of the buildings supposedly bombed by Osama bin Laden in Saudi Arabia. He bombs it, the family rebuilds it. This is a complete joke. And press reported that the bin Laden stock went up, and they made basically $3 billion in extra money off of their assets surrounding what happened on 9/11. I mean, this is sick.
Yeah, and, you know, not a mention of this in any of the investigations. This is why it's absolutely imperative that an independent investigation takes place and these kind of things are looked into. Because once you look into them, beyond the surface, you know, it's like an underground cavern. It just opens up and there's vast amounts of space and, you know, all this information is down there and all you've got to do is look below the surface and there it is.
My friend, I heartily agree with you. Just looking forward to how the mainstream media here is going to try to handle it, do you think they'll either A, ignore it, or B, try to poo-poo it and make excuses and create some type of smokescreen? And then after that question, where is it all going in the future? I mean, how is the establishment going to deal with senior emergency managers in New York coming out and saying there were bombs and explosions going off in Building 7 before the second plane had even hit? How are they going to deal with any of this as just more and more mountains, more and more eyewitnesses, more and more people go public?
Well, firstly, with this one, I think, from what I've seen so far, they're going to try and ignore it, because that you can't, there's no excuse here. The FBI, all they've said is, no, there's nothing to see here, this is nothing new. I mean, it blatantly is.
They even say, move along. They don't even try to decipher or discredit the info, they just say, move along.
That's right. I mean, there's no excuse. There's nothing they can say apart from, no, and just flat deny it. So I think it's the mainstream media is going to have to just ignore it. But we'll see. Secondly, what are they going to do? Where's it going? Well, we know for a fact now that they can't ignore it anymore. I mean, Prison Planet is now, I think, the highest in the rankings it's ever been. It's just daily. I'm absolutely deluged with information, and I can't write enough stories. You know, I could, if I could sit here and have no sleep, I would just churn them out, but I can't do that. But the point is, the information is out there and it can't be ignored. So what are they going to do about it? Well, we've seen people like Tony Blair calling for total restriction of the internet, and we put an article out, Paul put an article out from China detailing what, you know, restrictions they have in place. And we've written reports before where we show that they, what is being called for over here has happened already over there, because that's the model. So that's what I expect to see. The only way they can stop the information is to literally just restrict it.
Stay there. Let's do one more segment with Steve Watson. Then we'll start the second hour, get into Congress's 14% approval rating, and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Steve Watson of InfoWars.net and PrisonPlanet.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré.
All right, welcome back. Going to Steve Watson, Steve, this shows a major victory. I mean, for them, we know they're trying to restrict the web. We know they're trying to tax it. We know it's for reasons of censorship and because we are hurting them. But to have Tony Blair and now have Trent Lott come out and say, not only is talk radio running America, but he means alternative, not the neocon. And to declare that the web's running America and to have all these politicians saying we've got to shut it down, we've got to do something. A, this shows that we're really hurting them and that they're now starting to get scared. But B, I liked it when they had hubris and thought they were invincible because I knew history and I knew we could beat them and I knew the inroads we were making. I think now they're actually listening to their technicians and their think tank people that have been warning them for a decade that it's probably already too far gone for them. But now their counterstrike or their empire strikes back against us. I'm really worried about it with Tony Blair and Bush and all of them talking about censoring the internet, Democrats talking about it. We're in deep trouble. I mean, they now are moving. You got Gordon Brown coming in who openly calls for world government. Now we've got globalists here, Hillary waiting in the wings, the warmonger. So A, it shows we're really having victories. We're hurting them, but now they're feeling it and they're coming on, which will probably accelerate our victory because it'll even be more obvious now, but it's going to be, well, what do you see happening?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen, but from what we see happening at the moment, we are having major victories, and you know the information's getting out to more and more people. More and more people are doing their own research into it off the back of what we put out. So, like I said before, the only thing that they can do to stop that spread of information is literally to start shutting down avenues where it's being spread, such as the internet. And if they try and do that, then they're going to face a lot of opposition. So, although they are striking back, it's very hard to see that they're going to be able to do that kind of thing. But we have to keep being vigilant and just keep spreading the information as far and wide as we can get it.
But to be clear here, they struck free humanity first. We began fighting them. They drew first blood. But again, they're now, I see it in their eyes, the fear. They were arrogant a few years ago. I'm concerned that they're now realizing how much damage we've done to them because now they're actually going to mobilize and get more serious. So we're in for a fight, folks. You better understand that. It's kind of like a boxing match where they've beaten us into a bloody pile. We rallied, got up, punched them in the chin, knocked them down, but now they're getting back up. And so you better just get ready to gut up and go in full bore, America, England, worldwide, everybody, from France to Russia to China to Japan to Nicaragua and El Salvador and Venezuela. This is the fight for free humanity against the global crime syndicate. This is the fight of our lives, mortal combat. They mean to kill 80% of us if they get their control grid in place. They're racing right now to complete it, but you can see now that they're bleeding, they're human, they can be defeated. Steve Watson.
Yeah, you can see that they are bleeding, as you say, because we're hurting them, and the more we can spread this information around and get it out to more people, then the harder impact we're going to have on them.
Well,
but in the same vein, the harder they're going to fight back. So it is becoming more intense in that way.
But the more they fight back, the more they show themselves as tyrants.
Exactly.
All right, Steve Watson, looking for that other big report coming up today. God bless you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.